The board of the National Service Scheme is holding an emergency meeting to discuss allegations of financial malfeasance at the scheme. A Daily Graphic report today said investigations by the BNI revealed that there are 22,612 ghost names on the payroll of the scheme who had each been paid an allowance of 350 Ghana cedis a month for a year. The report stated that ghost names are distributed by the NSS headquarters to its regional directors, who also distribute them to the district national service directors. The paper also reported 20 district directors had been picked up for their alleged involvement in the malfeasance. The public relations officer of NSS, Ambrose Ntswa, said although the service is aware of such acts, it's surprised at the magnitude.
For now, we're going to have an emergency board meeting to look at the issues that have come up. A bit surprising because of the figures involved. Certainly, every Ghanaian would be worried when one hears about such huge figures. So even though we have not been informed officially of the issues pertaining the arrest of some of our district directors, we have heard as management, even though we were not formally or officially informed, we were aware that the exercise was going on by the BNI. We did not know until this morning that some of our district directors had been picked up in connection with the exercise. So we cannot even say how many of them. We are also getting the report from the media that 20 in number, but we cannot confirm that for now.
By the report, some of the names were generated from the headquarters. Doesn't the headquarters have any knowledge about this?
Officially, we have not instituted any system for generating ghost names from the head office. Now, let me explain that. PIN codes are generated from the head office. In line with our modus operandi, we generate the PIN code to prospective national service persons based on the master list of students we will receive from all the tertiary institutions across the country. And when these students receive their PIN codes, they then go online to register. So if someone talks about generating PIN codes from the head office, yes, we do generate PIN codes from the head office and send them. But as to whether those so-called ghost names were generated from the head office, it's something that I'm not privy to and cannot confirm.
On the intended demonstration to be held tomorrow by the 2013 NSS personnel, Mr. Ntswa said although the NSS is aware of this, it's waiting on executives of the association to furnish the secretariat with the details.
We have made a number of attempts to resolve the issue. In the report that you have made reference to, I hear it's about 22,000 or so, you would understand that some of these services who are saying that they have not been paid their allowances and attending demonstration may be included. The National Security gave a deadline for all service persons to pay their allowance. That was up to the 19th of September. Unfortunately, not all of them were able to do that. The understanding was that some of the service persons had completed their national service and had gone back. We would understand again that people are posted maybe from other regions and they have come back. And they needed to go back and collect the allowances, by which time the deadline had expired, so they could not be paid. We have spoken to them, saying that they could, based on their own decision, they could hold on for us to exhaust all the channels of communication and then redress of their grievances and see how best we would all go to pay the allowance. I'm aware that yesterday they had a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Education, and there was some understanding, and they said this morning they will get back to him with their final decision after National Executive Committee of NASPA had met.
But can they be assured that they are going to be paid the allowance?
It rests with the National Security, because it was National Security that gave the deadline because of the exercises they were carrying out, which was quite understandable. We have used the ministry to get to the National Security to consider extension of time to enable those who have not been paid to receive the allowances.
PRO of the NSS, Ambrose Ntswa. Meanwhile, our correspondent, Mariana Tule, is at the premises of the National Service Scheme, where the emergency meeting is being held, and joins us on the line. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Mercy.
Yes, what can you tell us about the outcome of the meeting?
Yeah, I'm currently at the headquarters of the National Service Secretariat, where an emergency meeting is ongoing. And I spoke to the public relations officer. He says the media is not allowed in, so we are not part of the meeting. Only the board of directors who are to be part of the meeting. So they will brief us after the meeting. And during the time I was there, and I'm even still there, I gathered that the Deputy Minister of Communication came around to let the board of directors know that they are supposed to furnish the ministry and government with information on the BNI investigation that have uncovered deep-rotted roots at the National Service Secretariat. The meeting is still ongoing and the place is very tight and we are not allowed in. So we'll get back when the meeting is over.
And Marianne, how long do you think this meeting would last?
Yeah, when I spoke to the public relations officer, he said because it's an emergency meeting, they can't tell some of the agendas or some of the items that they will be discussing today. And it can take the whole day. He didn't tell us exactly the time the meeting will be over.
And can you tell us the atmosphere, the secretariat?
Yes, everyone wouldn't want to talk to the media. The whole place is quiet. And it's really difficult getting someone to talk. We were just lucky that the public relations officer stepped out a minute to do something. And people are those. Some those who want posting, those who want to change their posting are still hanging around. But they came around to tell them that they have to go because they are in a meeting. They should go and come back on Tuesday, since Monday is a holiday.
Thank you, Marianne Atule, our correspondent at the National Service Headquarters.